All right, if you'll turn once again to Colossians chapter 2. Looked at verse 6 this morning, and we will look at verse 7 this evening. One of the problems with canceling school or knowing a storm's coming and wondering if they're going to cancel school is the whole thing of whether you do your homework. And, you know, you hear the storm is coming. Okay, all right. Storm's coming, but then, okay, well, what's going to happen with school? And so I had Ben do his homework this afternoon, and although I think he's got a little bit more to do, but he's worked it all out. But that was the question all afternoon. How hard should I work on this? And, okay, they got it done. And I think if they hadn't done it, in the way it works, in Murphy's Law, where they say, if you hadn't done your homework, and then the storm wouldn't have come, and you would have gotten caught. So the prudent man does his homework ahead of time. But that's Proverbs. We're not there tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Let me read both. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving. You saw this morning this verse speaks of walking. And it's a wonderful description of the Christian life. It is, Christian life is a matter of walking with Jesus, following him and leaning on him and believing him, obeying him, one step after another. The first step, of course, is receiving Christ Jesus the Lord. And so as we begin this message this evening, as I asked you this morning, have you taken that first step of faith? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior? Was there a time in your life where you welcomed him into your life? You recognized that you were a sinner. You saw Jesus as the Christ, the promised one from Scripture that God said would come and be the Savior from sin. You recognized that he did come. He died for your sins. He rose again. He is the Savior. He is Lord. And you turned from going your own way and you trusted Christ. That's the first step of faith. The first step of your walk in Christ is to receive him, to welcome him into your life. That's a step that you need to take. I urge you this morning to do that, and I urge you once again, if you haven't taken that first step, it is so important that you do so. It's a step you need to take. But I can put it this way. It's a step you need to take. It's not just that you need to take it, but it's something that you have to do. You can't get by with being in Christ, with hanging on to someone else who's hanging on to Christ. You need to do that. You need to take that step. When I came to Christ in ninth grade, I grew up in a Christian family. And before that point, although I've heard the gospel and I could explain what the gospel was, I could explain to you who Jesus was from the Scripture, I had never personally received him as Christ. My Christ, my Savior, for who he is, and turned from my sin to him and started following him. So at that point, if someone would ask me, you know, are you a follower of Christ? I would say, well, I grew up in a Christian family. And even in my thinking, I would think, well, that does it, doesn't it? Is that enough? I've been to Sunday school. I've heard the message. Maybe if I said it enough and I spent enough time around Christian people in my family and my church, I could convince myself that I was actually a follower of Christ, that I had received him, but I hadn't. I hadn't. And the direction of my heart showed that, because my heart was going my own way. I was walking solo. And I was going to do things, you know, and I would find giving lip service to Christ and religion and church, but as far as really following Christ, I hadn't done that. And it came to a point where I did that. And I heard the gospel preached in terms of Christ's return as the Lord and the King. And I realized that if he were to return, I would not go with him if the rapture were to occur. And I went to my room and I received Jesus. I welcomed him into my life. And that was the first step. And since then, there's been a lot of other steps. And as we said this morning, the simplicity of it is, okay, the first step of faith. Now, how do I keep walking? Okay, what did I do to receive him? I acknowledged who he was. I received him as my Savior and Lord. And so the next step is what? Okay, I'm going to keep obeying him. I'm going to keep leaning on Him just like I leaned on Him for my salvation. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to lean on Him and follow Him for purpose and direction. And I just keep doing that. And that's walking in Christ. And so if you have received Christ as your Savior and as your Lord, you've taken that first step of faith. Verse 7 describes your life. As you continue to walk with Christ, these things are true about you. These are the things that are happening in your life, and they're exciting things. There are things that are going on in your life that are changing you and making you like Christ and strengthening your understanding of who the Lord is. First, in verse 7, we read, rooted and built up in Him. If you have taken this first step of faith, you have been firmly rooted in Christ. The picture there is of a tree that's planted in soil. The roots go down and it gains its stability and nourishment from the soil. When we traveled and visited Australia, I think back in 1999, it was a while ago, and I think we saw that it's in Honduras. I'm not sure. I get those the word pictures in my mind. Those two trips might be confused, so I'll have to check with my family whether those were in Honduras, whether we saw this. But I know we saw this in Australia. And in the tropical climate in Australia is so warm, and the soil is so rich that when they put fence posts in, just a dead old log that they've chopped up and they put it in the ground, they've got barbed wire, whatever, between the posts. You know what happened to those posts when they go into the soil? They begin to sprout leaves, you know. Branches start growing out of the posts. And you see all these, here in New England for the most part, I don't think you see that. You may at an occasion in the summertime, I don't know. But here, all these fence posts, and you know that when they stuck it in the ground, it was just this dead post. You think it would never live. They stick it in the ground, and it starts growing. And because it's connected to the soil. And that's the picture here. That just as a plant connected to soil has life, and if you were to pull up that plant from the roots, it would wither and die. We have, when we take that step of faith, we are rooted in Christ. We are firmly planted in Christ. And just as a plant draws stability and nourishment from the soil, we do from Christ. And that is something in the text, that's something that takes place. You could read it this way. Having been rooted. That's true of all Christians, right? If you have taken that first step of faith, you have been rooted in Christ. You've been planted in Christ, and now you're vitally connected to the source of life, whereas before you weren't, but now you are. And so that's the first thing that's true about your life. The second is this: having been rooted and now being built up. So the rooted part is something that took place in the past when you received Christ as your Savior. That happens, that occurs, you're planted in Christ, and that's done, and that's permanent. And then this next is an ongoing thing. Having been rooted, you're now being built up. You're now being built up in Him. And this is the ongoing process of growth. And that makes sense. See how you put a plant in the ground, and once it's in the ground, then it begins to be built up. It begins to grow. And once you take a person and they take that first step of faith and they're firmly planted in Christ, what takes place? They begin to grow. They begin to be built up, as the text says. They begin to draw nourishment from Christ and they begin to grow. And this nourishment that we receive from Christ, we receive primarily through His Word. As we look to His Word for strength and direction and wisdom, we are built up. Acts 20:32 is a text where Paul had met with the leaders of the church in Ephesus. And he had met with them and ministered to them for a good bit of time, and he was leaving. And he was giving them some last words of advice. He was encouraging his leaders of the church to feed the church and protect the church and be careful of false doctrine. And when he comes down through that passage in verse 32, he's about to say, "I'm leaving," and there's a lot of tears because they loved Paul, and Paul was their teacher and had led them to the Lord. But Paul had to move on, and they were realizing, Paul's not going to be here anymore, so they were crying. And it was no doubt a very emotional time, a very moving time. But here's where Paul had confidence that these elders in this church would go on for the Lord, he said this. He said, I commend you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Where was the confidence? We're going to be built up. Paul needs to stay here. He's the apostle. He's our only hope that we're going to be built up. And Paul says, I've got to go on. I've got to minister to others. But I commend you, literally, I entrust you to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. It's interesting, he didn't say, I entrust you to God. I'm certainly it includes that. But he's, in a way, saying the same thing. I'm entrusting you to God's word. And it is God's word that is able to build us up. The more we see of Christ in the Bible, the more we learn of him, and the more we are built up. The more we spend time with Christ in the Word, the more we become like him as we spend time with him. And so walking with Christ is connected to our keeping our eyes on his Word. Listen to how James 1:21 puts it. James 1:21, we are exhorted to lay aside all wickedness and all the evil that tends to bubble up in our lives and flow out. Right? We're to lay aside all of that evil and all that wickedness. Put it aside. And then the text says, and receive with meekness the engrafted, literally, the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Right? And so that's a picture of how we walk in Christ. And how we grow, we receive with meekness God's word. And the picture again is a picture of planting. Whenever God's word is preached to a Christian who is rooted in Christ, all right, that means their heart is good soil. It's like that soil in Australia, and you stick a dead stump in it, and it begins to grow. All right, it's good soil. Okay. Whenever God's word is preached, someone who has received Christ, to someone who is rooted in him, someone who is seeking to walk with him, all right? That word needs to, you need to receive it like a seed that's being planted, all right? So that it will grow with meekness. Take it. Say, this is good. This is what I need. This is what I need to be built up. You need to welcome that seed just as you did Christ. When you came to Christ, when I came to, what did I do? I received him. I welcomed him. Jesus, you're my Lord. You're my Savior. You died for me. You are God. I welcome you. Come into my life. And he did. And he was planted in my life. And I was rooted in him. And same way with the word, when it's preached, even right now. Even right now. Or when you open God's word and read it, receive it just like a seed that's going to be planted in your life. Have the meekness to say, this is what I need. This is the word of grace which is able to build me up. We need to recognize that to reject the word of Christ is to reject him. To say when we hear God's word preached and say, well, I'm not going to receive that. It's the same thing as saying, well, I'm not going to receive you. It'd be like me saying to one of my kids, one of my kids saying to me, You know, Dad, I have no problem with you. I'm just not going to listen to what you say. Is there much of a relationship there? And isn't it contradictory to say, you know, Dad, I have no problem with you. You know, you're Dad and everything. You know, capital D Dad. But I'm just not going to listen to what you say. I'm not going to receive with meekness your word. I'm not going to take it like a seed in good soil so that it will bear fruit. I have no problem with you, though. All right? You have someone saying this, you know, I have no problem with you, Lord Jesus. You know, capital L, Lord, you know, you are the Lord. But I'm just not going to listen to what you say. To reject his word is to reject him. All right, and so if we're going to be built up, that's part of walking with Christ, just like that. If you say, I have taken that first step to receive Christ, then the next steps that you're taking is these steps of faith that continue to welcome Christ. And how do we welcome him? How do we welcome him into our life and embrace him as we welcome his word? What he says and his will, we grab hold of it and we make it part of our life and allow it to work through us, and it builds us up. Right? And that's part of our walk. As this takes place, as we walk with Christ, keeping our eyes on his word, we are continually built up. And as a result, a third thing takes place, a third description of what goes on in the life of those who have received him and were walking with him, rooted in him, are being built up. It's right there in the text. Having been rooted and now being built up in him, we are being established in the faith. Literally means we are being made more confident in the truth of who Christ is. We're coming to lean harder on Christ. Right? Having more confidence that, yes, he is the one I need to follow. Our hope is strengthened. Our faith is strengthened. And when it speaks of being established in the faith, remember, this is not just any faith. Right? You're becoming not just, you know, just established in it's established in the faith, the truth of who Jesus is. You're becoming more convinced. Yes. As you read his word and get to know him, as you live his word, in the circumstances of life, the word works in you and you live it out. As you walk about your life, you're beginning to see, yes, this is truth. Jesus is the one to follow. And you're strengthening your faith. You become even more stable. And you are in a position to follow more and obey. And you become established in the faith. So you're not shaken. You're not shaken like Ephesians 4 says, with every wind of doctrine. Something. You're not in a point where you say, you know, that's better than Jesus. I'm going to walk that way. No, you're established in the faith. There's nothing better than Jesus. Oh, whoa, look at that. Look what that has to offer. And look, wow, that looks kind of like fun. And what about that teaching here? What about this person saying? No, you're established in the faith. As you've been taught and you learn, you say, no, why would I run after that? Why would I put my hope in that for forgiveness of sins? That's so inferior to Jesus. Jesus is the Christ. He is the Lord. And that comes as you grow, you're established in the faith. And the last thing that takes place in your life, or it's just really a result of all this, that you're abounding with thanksgiving. That is our response. Okay, gratitude and praise is what is seen in the life of someone who's come to recognize who Jesus Christ is. All right, a good barometer, and there's a lot of different barometers you can look at as you try to evaluate your walk with Christ, but one barometer is your level of contentment. Are you one that's always saying, well, that looks so much better than Jesus? Boy, you know, I wish I could go that way, but I'm going to follow Jesus. Or you know, this has come into my life, and you're having a hard time stopping and saying, wow, look at all I have in Christ, and learning to rest in him. A response of someone who has come to see the treasure of Christ and all that you have in him is someone that is just overwhelmed with gratitude and gratefulness for all that you have in him. One of the lines of the song that we sang this morning as we closed the service, the second verse says, by wanting more, I've wanted less than all you've given me. And that's one of the reasons I chose this song. That is powerful. By wanting more, I've wanted less than all you've given me. And the theme of this portion of the scripture is Jesus is all we need. We're complete in him. And when we run after, oh, that's better than Christ, and that's more. I want more things. I won't be content unless I get that. Whatever it is, material things or position or whatever we think in this life we need more of. In pining after those things, it's really less. We're substituting those things for the bounty that we have in Christ. And we need to come to the place where we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is all that we need. I trust that this has been helpful to you as we've taken these messages this morning and this evening just to describe what it means to live the Christian life. I said to someone after the service, there are some aspects as we read in Scripture of trying to understand, you know, the deity of Christ and, you know, some doctrines that take a lot of work thinking through, doctrines of election and doctrines of the free will of man and all these things. And those are things so the Scripture covers. We need to look into those things and do our best as God reveals to understand them. But Sometimes it's great just to step back and see Paul describe the simplicity of the Christian life as just simply walking with Christ. Take the first step of receiving Him, welcoming Him. Keep doing it. And as you do that, look to Him through your word. You're built up. You're established in the faith. You're motivated and encouraged to keep doing it. And you find joy and gratefulness and confidence in your life and confidence for the life to come. And you're living the Christian life. And that's how we need to live. Let's pray together. Father, thank You that we could be here tonight. I do ask that You would help these truths to sink down deeply into our heart. That we would be that good soil. That we would take this seed like good soil and receive it and nurture it and say, this is the word of grace that is able to build me up. This is what God had for me today. And this is exactly what I need. And this is what I need to think on and apply if I'm going to be built up. If I'm going to find myself more established in the faith and more confident. And Lord, I ask that as we at times tend to pine after things, wanting more than You, I pray that You would help us to see the folly of that. And come to rejoice with true gratitude, not just going through the motions of praise, but true understanding of all we have in Christ. And that praise would be evident in the way we live our lives. Help us never to be in a place where we would say, Lord, I have no problem with You. It's just I'm not going to listen to You. Help us to see how contradictory that is to a life that has claims to have said, I have taken that first step of welcoming Jesus into my life. Lord, help us to welcome Him into our life right now as we receive the word that You have given to us today. And Lord, we pray now that You would dismiss us with Your blessing. Thank You. We praise You that we know that as we go from here and as we walk in the truth of Your word, You're building us up and You're establishing us in the faith. We pray these things in our Savior's name. Amen. All right, you're dismissed.